Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Randall Fitzgerald as we're talking about his research and his work, Alien in the Mirror. We're going to talk about several of the UFO cases he's investigated and then get to your calls. Randall, let's start with this case in Washington, D.C. that involves CIA officials. Tell me about that story.
Yes, that is an interesting one because it involves a woman named Frances Swan. This was in the early to mid-1950s. She was a channeler, and she believed that she was channeling an extraterrestrial entity named AFFA, A-F-F-A, and that this entity was giving her information that many of the contactees during that period of time were receiving, having to do with the fate of planet Earth and nuclear weapons and so forth. Somehow, she attracted the attention of the Naval Intelligence Service in Washington, D.C. And Naval Intelligence began sending out officers to interview her. She had also attracted attention from Wilbert Smith, who was the head of radio engineering for the Canadian government, and he had made trips to interview her. And this went on for several years, these series of trips by Naval Intelligence and representatives of the Canadian government. And eventually, for some reason, what she was providing by way of information, technical information, attracted the attention of the CIA. And what transpired is that a naval intelligence officer who had met with Mrs. Swan in Maine, a rural part of Maine where she lived, as she taught him how to channel and how to connect with AFFA. And he believed that he was channeling this entity named AFFA, and he wanted to prove it. So he arranged a meeting with several CIA officers in a downtown Washington, D.C. office. One of those officers was Arthur Lundahl. Arthur Lundahl was the head of the CIA's photographic department, which analyzed photographs of, and had in fact been someone who was interested in UFOs, the Trentmonton UFO sighting some years earlier. He had examined the photographs associated with that. In any respect, what happened was that a meeting occurred in 1957 at this office in downtown Washington, D.C., and it was this lieutenant commander with Naval Intelligence, and he began channeling AFA, trying to prove to these two CIA officers that AFA existed. They asked him a series of questions, and one of the questions was, can you prove you are who you say you are by manifesting a UFO right now? And this lieutenant commander, using the voice of AFA, replied, yes, go to the window. And these two officers proceeded to go to the window and look out, and they saw what they would later claim was a silvery object in the sky. One of the officers got on the telephone and called up a radar station there in Washington, D.C. area, asking if they could find the radar signature of this object they were seeing in the sky. And the response was, no, we can't, because that area of the sky is blacked out to us right now. We don't have access to it, which was highly unusual, actually. So what transpired were a series of meetings after that involving the CIA, Naval Intelligence, and Project Blue Book investigators that were sent from Wright-Patterson Airfield in Ohio. And in part of Alien in the Mirror, I dedicate quite a bit of that particular chapter, that section on contactees and abductees to this particular case, because I had gone in the late 70s to Maine and interviewed Mrs. Swan. She was still alive. I had interviewed Arthur Lundahl with the CIA, along with Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend, who had been associated with Project Blue Book at that time. And all of these people were telling this story, and for the most part, the story jived with each individual, but there were some discrepancies. For instance, Lundahl refused to acknowledge that he had seen a UFO in the sky. But then Jacques Vallée was able to get a hold of an internal CIA memo that his collaborator, the astronomer J. Allen Hynek, had gotten a hold of. And Jacques Vallée, I saw the memo through Jacques, and this particular memo is about 12 pages long. I reproduce it in the book, by the way. It tells the entire story of what happened, and Jacques eventually had a personal conversation with this Arthur Lundahl of the CIA, who had since retired from the agency. And Lundahl, according to Jacques, verified that everything in this CIA memo was true. So basically, Lundahl had lied to me when I tried to put him on the record in print about what had transpired, but then confided that it was all true to Jacques Vallée, and that in turn was verified by this memo, which is reproduced in the book.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. Now tell us about your work on the Phoenix Lights. You interviewed 50 witnesses. And also tell us about this tragic aftermath. That fascinates me.
Yes. I did an article for Reader's Digest in my role as a roving editor that appeared in a 1998 issue. And, of course, the Phoenix Lights, I call them the Arizona Lights because the sighting, the mass sighting, was through the entire state of Arizona, which occurred March 13th, 1997. In the aftermath of it, I had gone to Arizona and searching for witnesses, and I ended up interviewing about 50 people who had seen the lights that night. And I was interested particularly in three categories of witnesses. I wanted to interview witnesses who had looked at the five lights in the sky coming from the direction of the Hale-Bopp comet through binoculars. I wanted to get as many of them as possible, and I found at least a half a dozen people that had looked through binoculars at these lights. I also wanted to get interviews with pilots who had been flying in the sky that night and might have come close or had seen at a distance the lights, and I also wanted to interview air traffic controllers. I was able to find witnesses in all three of those categories among the 50 interviews that I conducted. And what came about is something different from the usual story we hear about what happened in the skies over Arizona that night. I was curious about why the people that looked at the lights through binoculars saw five independent lights that were not connected and that were flying with lights in their nose, their landing lights, pointed down toward the ground. It was as if this formation of lights wanted to be seen as it traversed the entire state of Arizona. And then as the lights got closer to the city limits of Phoenix, as I interviewed people, what they saw was that the five lights seemed to be on one large object. So I was curious, how could that happen? Was it an atmospheric phenomenon that accounted for misjudging? How could five independent lights that were seen by people in northern Arizona, in remote areas, seen through binoculars, then become, according to the witnesses in the Phoenix area, in the suburbs, one independent object? And then when the lights headed towards Tucson, to the south that night, more people looked at them through binoculars, and they saw five independent lights again. I also, in talking with pilots that were in the sky that night, some pilots claimed that they had a radio conversation with the pilots of those five lights, claiming that they were five independent aircraft. They called themselves snowbirds. I interviewed the Snowbirds representatives. That's a Canadian high-performance flight group out of Saskatchewan. And I interviewed them, and they claimed that they were not in the sky that night. So the mystery sort of deepened. And then here's something that I speculated about. Could this effect have been holographic? Could this have been a holographic experiment where five independent lights seemed to merge into one when they were over heavily populated areas and then became independent again after they left those areas and headed toward Tucson? So I looked at what was in Tucson, and just south of Tucson near the Mexican border, there is a fort, Fort Huachuca. This is the psychological warfare training area for all five of the services. It's run by the U.S. Army. There's an airfield there, and they train people from all the various branches of the military in psychological warfare exercises. So I began to ask myself, could this have been a psychological warfare exercise using holographic technology? So I began, again, looking deeper, and there's an aspect of what happened that night and in the weeks afterward that isn't fully appreciated. And I call it the tragic aftermath in the book. We've all heard about Heaven's Gate.
Oh, yeah, we sure have. Yeah,
in the San Diego area, you know, the 39 members that committed mass suicide. Why did they commit mass suicide? Because they thought they were going to receive deliverance from a UFO. What was the UFO? It was what they thought was following the Hale-Bopp comet and had appeared in the skies 2 weeks earlier over Arizona on March 13th, 1997. So it was this appearance in the sky over Arizona that triggered the mass suicide of the Heaven's Gate cult. Then something else happened that's quite unusual. Right after the Heaven's Gate cult committed suicide, a Captain Craig Button, a A-10 pilot, flying out of Tucson's Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, this guy was 32 years old, he had read about what had happened over Arizona, the Arizona Lights sighting. And he had concluded, based on interviews done later with his parents, that it heralded the end of the world. He crashed his A-10 Thunderbolt fighter 800 miles off course, intentionally crashing it into a Colorado mountain.
God.
Because he was convinced that
it was all over.
Lights indicated the end of the world. But the story gets even more complex. A week or so later, another A-10 pilot flying out of that same air base in Tucson, Davis-Monthan, her name was Captain Amy Svoboda. She crashed her A-10 fighter into the desert of southwestern Arizona, and the circumstances remain unclear surrounding her death. But there was a pattern there of people thinking that whatever happened over Arizona was an indication of something so unsettling that they took their own lives. And then the question I raised was, if it was a psychological warfare experiment in the sky that night that involved holographic technology, then whoever was involved, whoever initiated that particular experiment using thousands of people in Arizona as guinea pigs, whoever initiated it can be held responsible for the suicides of all these people who felt that this was something so impactful that they would take their own lives.
And what about Iowa? Then we'll take calls.
In Iowa, that is a trace one medal that was left after a UFO sighting outside of Council Bluffs, Iowa, in December 1977 that I investigated. And there were a lot of witnesses. They saw a fiery ball at the tree line at night that hovered. Then it fell to the earth, that splattered, and there was this huge molten metal, and it was a type of metallic alloy, chiefly iron. They had amounts of nickel and chromium in it. And this had never been fully studied before, and Jacques Vallée told me about this case, and that's the reason why I particularly, it was an old case, but I singled it out. And what made it even more interesting is that residue from this sighting still existed right up till today. And Jacques Vallée and a professor at Stanford University decided to submit this metal to a metallurgical testing that is much more sophisticated than was available back in the 1970s. And they did that, and they published the results just this past January in a science journal called Progress in Aerospace Sciences. And this was the first UFO residue case to be submitted to these highly sophisticated tests, and then to be published, the results to be published in a mainstream science journal. And what they found were a lot of anomalies in the structure, the metallic structure of this residue. But what was even more important for the future of UFO studies is that by having this publication give attention, serious attention, to this residue, it opens the door to future mainstream science journals doing similar sorts of studies, publishing articles on the results of these metallurgical examinations of UFO residue.
It's baffling. This one's baffling, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And why it was picked out in particular by Jacques Vallée stands the test of time.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.